Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled, Connor Explains, where our main man Connor tries to explain something to the rest of us. To us, the humble mortals who don't have a brain that thinks quite like he does. My name's Dan, thank you for listening. Mark is also here.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you're listening to this.
Connor is here, who's locking us away today, Con?
Locking you away, Alcatraz is the topic of today's conversation.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a different perspective on prison than maybe the rest of us. Not because you've been locked away, because you're from Essex, but more, you know, the view that, yeah, I think you just might have a different take. And I know for a fact that you had not heard of Alcatraz until it was suggested. So where did you start when you were presented with this mystical prison, legendary prison? What was your first thing to go to?
So, do you know what's funny? I hadn't heard of Alcatraz, but I'd heard of this. So I knew about this prison that was in the middle of the sea, and I knew about it as the nickname that it was actually called, which is really weird. I don't know why, but it had the nickname called The Rock, and I knew of it as The Rock. And I only knew about that from my cousins in America, who actually spoke to me about it once when I was out there. So I knew about it. I just didn't know that it was originally called Alcatraz. But that's the nickname. That's where we start, by the way. It was known as The Rock for people listening.
You just know it so well. You're like, yeah, we're on like nickname basis. Don't go with this formality. Don't worry about the formality. All about nickname. The Rock.
Alcatraz who? Nah, The Rock. But yeah, just that's just as a little bit of a indication for people that are listening that may be thinking, I don't know what Alcatraz is. It's The Rock. It's that prison that's basically on an island in the middle of the sea in San Francisco.
There you go. Nicknames rile me somewhat. I remember going to New York with someone that had been there before, and he said, oh, we'll just go and see, let's just go to The Rock. I don't know what you're talking about, son. Yeah, we'll just go to Rock. I honestly haven't got a clue what you're muttering on about. Oh, you're just Rockefeller Center. Say it then. Mate, you're from Bracknell like I am. You're not from NYC, brother.
So also, it's like brother. In the time that he spent having to explain to you what The Rock is, could have just said Rockefeller Center. He saved no time at all. Spent more time.
It's always the way... Any colloquial like nickname like that, just save yourself time, call it the actual thing. So, The Rock, Alcatraz, what have you made of it, Con?
Well, there we go. We've had our first tangent, and I think it was a deserved tangent on the nickname thing. But yeah, so for anyone that doesn't know, basically Alcatraz, The Rock, it was a house, it was a maximum security prison. So if you just Google a picture whilst I'm doing this episode and take a little look, it doesn't look particularly pleasant. I mean, if you go into prison and you get your knocking caught and they hit you down and they're sentencing you to go to Alcatraz, I can't imagine you'd be particularly pleased, really, you know?
For those who can't Google right now, Con, just paint a picture. Paint a picture for us of what this place looks like.
So you're thinking in your head it's in the sea, San Francisco Bay. You're not looking at blue seas with like a nice golden sand. I mean, it's literally the epitome of grey, dirty water with just this thing in the middle of it. It's just a great big rock, pretty much, with just a prison on it. That is it. I suffer with claustrophobia, so that was the first thing that comes to my head. I understand that it's bigger, but the idea of being stuck on an island and you can't get off of that island would get to me. That would be like a thing for me. I think my anxiety would be
through the roof. Well, I mean, that's very much the point for prison though, isn't it, mate? Like, regardless of whether or not there's water in the way, kind of very much the point for prison that you're not getting
out. The water would freak me out. But no, I'm being surrounded by water. That, you know, it only takes is one big wave, doesn't it? And then that death sentence comes a little bit earlier than you expect.
I don't think someone who says, oh, I'm a bit claustrophobic, or my anxiety would be right high if I was there. I don't think you're cut out for the prison life that's going to lead you to Alcatraz, I'd be fair.
No, neither do I. But yeah, so a little bit of just history, understanding on Alcatraz, which I enjoyed. It was a military prison. That was kind of how it started during the 1850s. A fortress was constructed on Alcatraz. So it's actually called Alcatraz, that kind of little rock bit that's there. And there was like 100 cannons installed around the island as well to protect the San Francisco Bay. So that was the original sort of way that it was built. And then by the late 1850s, the US Army had begun holding military prisoners at Alcatraz. So it wasn't actually originally made as a prison. It was actually made just as an area for military purposes, basically.
So obviously it looks more foreboding and it looks like a pretty horrible place to be. Mm. Was it reserved for the very worst crims, or was it just like anyone? Just get yourself there.
You're not robbing bagels from the co-op and getting sent to Alcatraz. You know, you're doing bad stuff. A lot of death row people there, like people that are going to be sentenced to death. It never actually took place on Alcatraz. But this was during the days like gas chambers when people were being killed and stuff. So they were then taken onto the mainland, and that was basically put ahead. But it was just a house, really, for some. I mean, if you're on Alcatraz, yeah, you're not great. Well, I'll lead on to a few names that were there, but you're not a good folk, I don't think, if you're on Alcatraz.
I wonder if they kind of saw it as like a badge of honor, being like, yeah, I'm going to Alcatraz. That's right. I'm top tier crim right here.
Definitely. I'm so happy you've said this, because you just know, don't you? Like, if you're top criminal, you're top gangster, it must be like an achievement. Like, you know that everyone is scared of you if you actually come out of Alcatraz. They're like, mate, did you know about Ben? He actually went to Alcatraz. Like, sod this. Look, we're not even pushing his buttons.
Gold tier right there.
There is no way a criminal called Ben has gone to Alcatraz.
Yeah, I know. Ben. Ben the criminal.
Yeah. Oh, just Ben. Yeah. What's he been doing? Oh, just done some robbing, isn't he? Back on Alcatraz.
Done some robbing. Just as like a, well, while we're talking like about the type of people that were actually on Alcatraz, bit of a name, isn't it? It actually housed Al Capone, who we all know is one of the most famous gangsters that ever lived.
Or as you originally called him, Al Pacino.
As I originally called him, Al Pacino. And then just a name that pretty much sums up the dangerousness of this man. George Machine Gun Kelly. He was there.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly.
Can't imagine he was. Do you know what's really funny about it? When I looked at George Machine Gun Kelly, I instantly Googled him because I thought that he was that singer that was around in this day and age. I was like, this is weird. But anyway, that's just Machine Gun Kelly. And Alvin Karpis, who I didn't really know much about, but when I actually Googled his name, just a complete and utter nutter. Just Karpis. Just don't want to mess with him. Karpis.
As in car piss.
No, as in K-A-R-P-I-S, but actually, he's pretty much said the same as C-A-R-P-I-S-S, Karpis. But I just don't really encourage piss taking out of what I would look at as one of the most vicious looking men I've ever seen in my life. Like, okay. You know.
Yeah, probably avoid that.
Yeah.
So hang on. So Al Capone went to Alcatraz, right?
He went there,
But didn't he get put in jail purely for tax evasion?
Pretty much, yeah. But I think what probably happened is they put him in jail for that. And then over the years of his sentence, dug into who he was and realized, yeah, this guy probably deserves to be.
I have a feeling they knew who he was, which is why they were like, yeah, let's get him for tax evasion, because that's the one thing we can pin on him.
Yeah.
It's not that they went, you know what, we're going to crack down on in this town. I know there's a lot of gangsters and murderers about, but tax evasion, oh, that really grinds my gears. Go and find the worst of them and put them away.
Al Capone, literally the most famous gangster of all time. It's like, oh, did you know about that famous gangster? Completely wrong and bit of tax evasion. It's like, come on.
Well, just picture the blokes that find him if they didn't know it was him. Like, if they're looking down at someone's tax return one day and said, hang on, he's declared £500 million of prostitutes and illegal liquor selling here. Who's this? Oh, we got him. Oh. So they got him doing that. I have been to Alcatraz, and people live there. because they, you know, guards have to be there the whole time. The guards have families. So there are children, well, people alive today, they aren't children, but when they were, they grew up on Alcatraz and there were like playing fields and not soccer, but I guess like baseball pitches on there.
Yeah, so that actually really leads on to my, that actually leads on to my next question, Dan. It's brilliant that you've, like, what's it like size-wise? Is it bigger than you think? You know, when you're actually on there, is it pretty big?
It is as big as I think it would, as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big prison in the sea. That's how big it is.
And it is a big prison in the sea. It's true.
Yeah, it's a big prison in the sea. Alcatraz, it stopped being used in 1963, March 21st. A lot of people, definitely me, was kind of like, why was that? Was there like a massive brawl? Did they all jump into the sea? Whatever. It just was funding. It just cost too much to run. So they shut it down, basically. But leading into the whole jumping in the sea, I've got some escape stories for you.
Ooh. Come on then, hit us with your escapes.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, so this is the, I love all that. I don't know if you used to are the same as me. I'm sure that there's listeners that are the same, but have you got like this weird obsession with like prison docs and prison shows? Like when you get to see the inside, I don't know if you watch World's Toughest Prisons with Raphael Rowe on Netflix.
No. You love it's that a new, show.
It's a new series. I encourage everyone to go see it. And he just basically, it's brand new. It's filmed so well. And he just goes and travels around some of the deepest, darkest prisons and talks to some of the most violent inmates.
Why would I want to spend my time doing this? You know, I deliberately don't do things because I don't want to be in a prison. I don't want to associate with these wrong-uns. Why would I spend time watching this when I could just watch The Office again?
I find it really interesting. Like, it's not all that. Like I love watching people that are in court that get sentenced to life and watching their reactions. I don't know, it's just a weird fetish, if that's what we want to call it, of mine.
Okay.
I'm not naked when I watch it, but I do enjoy it.
No, it's fine. There'll be someone that'll pay you good money to do that. You're okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so the basically, people attempted escapism of Alcatraz, as you can imagine, but with it being surrounded by water, pretty damn hard. Most people fouled. Some died. Some sunk. All bad news, really. Other than the...
Yeah, sorry. I might be leading into what you're talking about. Aren't there people that escaped and they never heard of them again, so they don't know if they're dead or not?
Right, there we go. So Dan's just hit the thing that I've been waiting to say the whole episode. Typical Dan. Honestly, I get sent away to research this in my own time whilst Dan and Mark cough it up drinking tea every evening, and then he just takes my punchline. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
See, I knew that, and I was like, I'm just going to sit on that. Just going to let that happen.
Yeah.
Connor's going to get there.
No, but Dan, you are right, mate. They're called the Anglin Brothers. They escaped and survived. So to this day, their names Clarence, John, and Frank Morris. They are the only men who have ever escaped and have never been found. The three men were able to escape from their cells and leave the island in a raft. So basically what happened is the story. They used sharpened spoons, so you can imagine the time this took, to bore through the prison walls. I put a lot of this down to the security guards. How are they not seeing this happening? But anyway, then they left paper mache dummies in their beds, so it looked like they were there. So what I'd imagine is the guards are just peeking through the door like they do, seeing a body in the bed, and yeah, you know, but they're actually in the wall. They're escaping. They're on their way out. And they floated away on a raft made from 50 raincoats. This was over 50 years ago. And to this day, they have never been found. No one knows where they are. And they're probably still alive. Well, maybe not alive unless they've lived a really good age. And no one knows where they are.
But they might just be sunken.
They could have sunk.
They might have done. Wasn't there one?
They could have sunk.
I feel like the police got a letter from someone in South America claiming to be one of them or something. I feel like
Why do they always go
to South America? Like these.
Well, I mean,
people,
if you're
like,
in California, you're pretty close, aren't you? San Francisco.
Yeah, how much?
They always go miles away.
How much do you want to bet that the guy that claimed that it was him was Nigel? We like to use that name. Down the pub with his mates. He's had a couple.
Got a great idea.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like fivers in. So I'll tell you what, 50 quid, I'll do it.
It's pretty niche knowledge, though. Yeah, it's not just like a random thing. Like, you need to know about this. You need to know about the people. You need to know that they've not been caught. And then to go through all the effort of doing that, I mean,
nah,
come on.
He probably surely just caught Escape from Alcatraz on like film 4 or something. And then next day down the pub went, guys, let's pretend.
Look, let's be honest here, Dan. We've got the king of admin here, Mark, haven't we? So, Mark, quick question. How long would it take you to knock up a quick email to the justice system in America claiming that you're one of them?
5 minutes.
Quick Google Doc, look at the best bits to put in, 5 minute email, and there you go.
Well, no, yeah. you'd have to make a new Gmail account though. Like it would have to be from
Escape.
It couldn't be from
iescapedfromalcatraz@gmail.com, obviously.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it can't be from markheads@gmail. Yeah, that
would route it through an IP in Brazil and jobs are good.
Yeah. Mark, do you know what? Out of all of the little jokes that you bring to each episode, I liked that one. iescapedfromalcatraz@gmail.com. That's the name of this episode. I think Connor explains iescapedfromalcatraz@gmail.com. But that's it. There we go. Yeah. There we go. There's Alcatraz for you.
I think you've explained it very, very well. I will apologize now profusely for the constant mispronunciation of escape, but we're going to move on from that. And we'll see you on Tuesday for more facts in your ears from the Baffled Boys. Give us a follow on Instagram @BaffledPod. We're on the same on TikTok as well. You can get in touch. iescapedfromalcatraz@gmail.com. And
if I
now
go and sign up and get this email address and forward it.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, do that. Okay, great. Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
Just before I say bye, I encourage anybody that lives in the San Francisco area, buy yourself a dinghy, take your badge, and I'd love a picture in front of Alcatraz. Just
or you're not doing your job as a listener. Yeah. Right, thank you very much. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.